book of 1 Timothy begins with Paul reminding Timothy that he left him behind in Ephesus, basically to stand in Paul's place and to command other people not to teach any other different doctrines than Paul himself had taught while he was in Ephesus. He wanted to make sure that the people who were in Ephesus that he had spent 3 years with, teaching them about the gospel and about how to be disciples of Jesus, were able to continue along that path and to reach maturity. And so he said, I'm leaving you behind to accomplish that purpose. And so he sets forward through the rest of the next five chapters ways in which the church ought to behave. He says in chapter 3, verse 15, that he was planning to come to Timothy shortly, but he was writing so that Timothy would be able to instruct those there so that they would know how the church ought to behave. But there seems to be one problem. Timothy is a younger man. Probably not a teenager of 12 or 13, but old enough to take care of himself, probably in his early to mid-20s, maybe even his late 20s. But still, he's young enough that others would think of him in comparison to Paul and would not think that he carried the same kind of weight, the same kind of authority, the same kind of believability, the same kind of reliability. After all, Paul was a very studied Jewish rabbi who knew what he was doing. Timothy was somebody who was converted on one of Paul's missions as he went through the city of Lystra, where Timothy was born and raised. So how does Timothy have the same kind of oomph as Paul, as he strives to protect the people who are there, to make sure that only pure doctrine is taught, and not, and to make sure that the people don't go off and go into a different direction? Well, Paul gives him the antidote. In chapter 4 and verse 12 of 1 Timothy, Paul says, and actually in verse 11 and 12, he says, command and teach these things. In other words, what I've already been telling you to teach. And then he says in verse 12, let no one despise you for your youth. In other words, don't let anybody look down on your youthfulness. And the way to do that was not to become all the more authoritative and to put his foot down. Paul said the way to do that is, he says, but be an example, or set an example to the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. He's letting him know that if you want other people to take you seriously, if you want other people to believe you're a leader, then you have to set the example, not by commanding respect, but by doing things that will allow people to respect you. And so he says, set an example in your speech, the way you talk with other people. You don't run people down. You don't say things that are questionable. You don't say things that are borderline offensive. You build people up with your speech. He says, be an example in faith, in your trust in Jesus. When things go tough, then you are all the more diligent to submit to Jesus and do the selfless thing instead of the selfish thing, to do the hard thing, to demonstrate trust. He said to be an example in conduct, in the way you live your life, to not do anything immoral. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 that he lived his life in such a way that he said, I buffet my body daily and bring it under subjection. In other words, he uses self-discipline and self-control. He said, lest after I have preached to my others, I myself might become a castaway. In other words, castaway from the faith. And he also says, Paul does, that Timothy needs to be an example in purity. That is to say, in single-heartedness, in devotedness to Jesus. When you are a pure person, it means you don't do a few good things and then dabble in immorality over here, over there. You are single-minded. You are focused. And Paul says, when you do that, then you have the ability to command respect. You have the ability to be a leader. You have the ability to have the ears and the attention of others. And so, when we come across unbelievers who believe things vastly different than what we do, when we come across people who are erring Christians, who've been listening to other doctrines, then the best recourse we have is, yes, to stand up for Jesus, but to do it in such a way that people see the example of Jesus in our lives. The passage we're going to look at in a few minutes in our class time, Paul says that those who are spiritual restore those who are caught up in sin, but they do it with a spirit of gentleness. What a way to be a leader. What a way to be an example. What a way to command respect and to lead people toward God and not away from Him. Perhaps tonight you know that you need to be someone who presents a better example. Or perhaps you've seen the example that others have offered you and you want to respond accordingly. If we can help you with that tonight, we want to do it right now. All you have to do is let us know by coming to the front while we stand and sing to encourage you.